So think about it. This week we're talking about habits. And if you really consider habits, what you're going to notice is that most of what we do on a day in, day out basis is a habit. Whether it's getting out of bed and brushing your teeth first, or getting out of your bed and, for me, you know, I always get out of bed and pet the dog first and then grab a coffee and then, you know, so it's like habits. There's all these different little things that you do. And that you can always create new habits or remove bad habits. So you'll hear me say it again and again and again. To me, when we're working with habits, we're either adding in what we want or we're taking out what we don't want. So this, in the next few weeks, what I'd like you to think about is what's one habit, like what's one habit that you could change, whether you're adding or subtracting, that is going to make the biggest change and the biggest difference in your fitness and health. So for instance, it could be a really simple habit. Maybe it's putting out your workout clothes the night before, or maybe it's an even simpler habit, which is scheduling your workouts for the entire week so you know what you're going to do, which is a habit that's going to lead to a cascade. So you schedule your workouts for the next week, you know what you're going to do. Now, you know, you automatically, I'm sure, are going to put your workouts clothes out the night before for whatever it is that you want to do. So then it leads to the habit of then when you get up, you put your clothes on, you know what you're going to go do, whether it's you're going to go to the gym, or you're going to go to the run, or you're going to go do yoga, or you're going to go for a bike ride, whatever it is, and then you just go out the door. So it's a cascading effect of good, which is what we're working toward. So think about, like, you know, what's a habit that you can add or subtract? Maybe the subtraction is that you want to quit drinking Diet Cokes, or maybe you want to quit drinking wine in the evenings, or you want to quit eating junk food, or I don't know, whatever it is. Like, maybe there's something that you're doing that is something that you could pull back from, stop doing for a little while, and then see if that doesn't make it a big difference in your whole fitness and health routine. I put down, if you see the fit sheet, it's going to tell you that, you know, find something, one thing that you can commit to 100% for the next 8 weeks to do or to remove. Because I believe that life can get messy sometimes, what I'd like you to consider is being as full in as you can, but the but is if something happens and you miss a day of that habit that you said you were going to do or not do, don't beat yourself up. Don't give up because you didn't do it perfectly. Just restart. Hit restart. Do it again. Okay. A couple of other things about habits. Habits come in a variety of sizes in my world. You have micro habits and macro habits. So a micro habit is like when you decide that you're going to start doing calf raises when you're brushing your teeth. So a micro habit is something very small that you can tie to something that you're already doing on a consistent basis. Like one of my clients now does push-ups while she's waiting for her coffee to brew because she wanted to, you know, start working on her upper body. And every day she has 5 minutes while the coffee is brewing. So now she's doing push-ups. So that's a micro habit that you tie to something that you're already doing. Or a macro habit is going to be something bigger, something that you're not doing because, you know, you're reminded by something else. It's something that is going to either be removed or added that we were talking about before. So think about habits in those ways. I know for myself, I tend to, not true always, but I tend to be a little bit more of a macro habit kind of person. Like I go for a big habit change or a big shift. But I will add some little habits in to like a morning routine or whatever. So think about those. A couple of other things is triggers. Your triggers, habits are triggered. Like your actions through your habits are going to be triggered by different things. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. Once again, maybe a trigger might be, I know a trigger that someone was talking about just today in the one of the groups. And it was that when her husband's out of town, she doesn't even think about having a cocktail in the evening. Like she eats pretty clean and she just, you know, gets a good night's sleep and that's that. But when her husband comes home, he travels quite a bit, but when he comes home, he always likes a cocktail in the evening. So she finds that even though it's not something that she always thinks about, as soon as he comes into the kitchen, when she starts cooking her dinner, then the habit is that we're going to have a drink. And that's not what she wants to be doing. So it's a trigger. Other triggers, like food, like sometimes we eat for comfort because it's, you know, we get triggered emotionally. And so then we start chowing down a little bit. Or another trigger might be that a good one could be that you see someone out running and it makes you go, oh, I need to go run. So start looking for some of the different things that you can use as a habit that'll work for you. Basically, there's lots of information in this week, but I just want to jump in and say a couple of quick things. And remember, if you don't hit perfection, shoot for perfection. But if you don't hit perfection, just bring it back, do what you need to do, and start over. And while you're at it, I guess, say hi to Bandy. She's here for you. So thank you so much. Love you guys. See you. Bye-bye.